Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. In our previous episode, in our previous discussions, we talked and we mentioned certain traditions that were from Hazrat Zahra salamu alayha in this, you know, period of Fatimiyya. But now we would like to speak about and mention certain traditions that are about her. We may find other traditions that are from her, inshallah, but most of the traditions we will mention now are about her. So the first one that we would like to mention is a tradition from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who quotes his forefathers. So Imam Baqir alayhi salam, from Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam, from Imam Hussein alayhi salam, from Imam Ali alayhi salam, from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who says and who speaks about that Jibra'il alayhi salam came to him. Now we know that Jibreel only comes on the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, the name Fatima is a command that has been given to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So in this tradition, the name and the reason why she has been called Fatima by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been mentioned. And again, there are different traditions. All of them are probably can be said to be correct, because we know that there are different references and instances to this one reality that is there. It is a vast reality. It is broad. So anyway, so this tradition of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam quoting all the way to the Holy Prophet, who says that Jibreel alayhi salam said to him, obviously said to him, being that this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Holy Prophet, because Jibreel alayhi salam does nothing from himself besides what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him. So Jibreel says to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that she has been named Fatima on earth. She has been named Fatima on earth because her followers, her Shia, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the Shia of Zahra salamu alayha, her followers and her Shia are cut off. Fatamat, right? They are cut off, because the word Fatam with the word Fatima comes from means to cut off, to sever, to remove. So her followers, her Shia, are cut off and are safeguarded from the fire of hell. Again, remembering from another tradition that we mentioned about what is the meaning of a true Shia. A true Shia is not one whose heart is just with Zahra salam alayha. It's not that person whose tongue is just with Zahra salam alayha, but it's that person who acts according to the teachings of Zahra salam alayha, whose principal teaching was what? Obey Imam Ali alayhi salam. Whose principal teaching was what? Obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who tells us what? That you obey me, you will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the true followers and the true Shia of Fatima to Zahra salam alayha. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin. وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.